Hey there, I'm Judy Kroon. Welcome to another episode of Laugh, Long, and Prosper. Shelf help with a little bit of humor. Well, today I wanted to review a book that's been around for a while. It's called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life. Do you want to be awesome? You Are a Badass is like your personal coach for being the coolest version of yourself. Jen Sincero helps you figure out what's stopping you from being amazing and gives you tips on how to kick those bad habits to the curb. It's all about living your best life and making your dreams come true. So what are you waiting for? It's time to unleash your inner badass. Now, do you ever feel like you're not living up to your full potential, like you're stuck in a boring routine and can't break free? Well, it might be because of the negative thoughts you have about yourself. Think about it. Have you ever been told that you're not good enough or you'll never succeed? Those messages can stick with you and hold you back from reaching your goals. For example, if you've been told that your family isn't good at making money, you might start to believe that you can't either. And that belief can stop you from trying to learn about finances or furthering your education. It's like you're stuck in a cycle of negative thoughts that are keeping you from living your best life. So hey, break free. They're just thoughts. It all starts with being kind to yourself, Sincero says, and believing in your own potential. So let's explore how you can do that in the next step. When you love yourself and don't care about what others think, life gets a whole lot better. Amen to that, Sincero. When we're kids, we know who we are and what we like without worrying about what others think. But as we get older, we start listening to what other people say instead of trusting ourselves. And this can lead us to end up in jobs and relationships that don't make us happy. So the first step in changing this is to start loving you. Every day, tell yourself how awesome you are. You are a badass. Now, if you've got to put sticky notes up around your house, do it. You've got one chance on this planet. Just remove the sticky notes before people come over, maybe. No one likes a bragger. Just kidding. Now, Sincero is right. Stop comparing yourself to others. She says, imagine if Marilyn Monroe thought she needed to look like Kate Moss, or if Led Zeppelin tried to be like Mozart. It wouldn't work. So don't compare yourself to anyone else except you. Once you start loving yourself a little more, you won't be so scared to do the things you really want to do. You'll also stop worrying so much about what other people think. Sincero's next beat in this book is all about energy. It's about frequency, and before you write this off as woo-woo, what I will say about frequency, the great scientists like Tesla and Einstein also talked about our frequencies as human beings. I wrote a blog about this a couple of months ago. I'll include it in the link. Sincero asks, you know, did you know that there's a super powerful energy all around us that we can all tap into? And yes, many people have spoken about this before. She says, whether you believe in God or not, most people agree that there's some kind of higher power or energy out there. So for the sake of simplifying it, she says, let's call it source energy. The energy is everywhere, filling up the whole universe and everything in it. But here's the really cool part. It doesn't vibrate at the same level everywhere. You vibrate at a certain frequency, and the things you want in life vibrate at a certain frequency as well. And things that vibrate at the same frequency are drawn to each other. This is what a lot of people say is called the law of attraction. So guess what? When we're feeling jealous, worried, or negative, we vibrate at a low frequency and attract more of that negative energy. Here's the good news, Sincero says. If you learn how to raise your vibration, you can attract the things you want in life. Now, how do we get that source energy? How do we get more of that good source energy? And a really simple way is meditation. Meditation is simple, yes, but challenging. By sitting still and letting go of your thoughts, you can calm your body, reduce stress, and clear your mind. You'll realize how cluttered your brain is with unimportant thoughts. Just a few minutes of meditation can show you how unfocused and unproductive those thoughts are, and that's just common sense. But by practicing meditation regularly, you can fill your life with positive source energy. So give it a try. All right, we move on to the next beat in the book. And Sincero says, life is short, let's make the most of it. Each day is a chance to have fun and enjoy the journey of life, even though it can be easy to forget that in the busy world we live in, there's a couple of things that we should try and really strive for. These three things are as follows. First, when you face tough challenges, try to approach them like a beginner instead of an expert. Being open to learning can take away the pressure to be perfect and make mistakes less scary. Mistakes can actually help you learn and grow. So, for example, if you say you love ice skating, if you see yourself as a champion falling down, that might seem like a big failure. But if you see yourself as a learner, you'll have more fun trying new things and taking risks. Okay, that makes sense. Second, try to be grateful every day. Gratitude isn't just saying thank you. It's about feeling positive and appreciating the good things in life. By being grateful, you can keep a positive mindset and even help others feel good as well. A simple way to practice gratitude is to write down 10 things you're thankful for before you go to bed. It could be anything, like the flowers in your garden or even that annoying relative who you're finally grateful left your house. And thirdly, learn to forgive others and yourself, and that can make each day better. Because as we know, holding on to grudges can weigh us down, and anger is a really powerful thing. Whereas forgiveness can bring peace and help you focus on the good things in life and keep you focused on your goals. So again, embrace being a beginner, practice gratitude, and learn to forgive. You'll be on your way to a happier, richer life. All right, so now we move on to thoughts. We actually are revisiting thoughts. Sincero says thoughts have the power to shape your reality and guide you towards your goals in life. So it's important to figure out what you actually want and stay open to different ways to get there. For example, let's say you want to be a writer and you're not sure how to make it happen. You can look up other writers who inspire you and see how they achieve their dreams. By following their footsteps and making progress, you'll start feeling more confident in calling yourself a writer. Another way to make your thoughts work for you is to imagine yourself as the person you want to be. If you want to be a great speaker but you're scared of speaking in front of a crowd, try visualizing yourself giving amazing speeches. And to boost your thinking power even more, try to be specific about your goals. If you want to be a writer, think about what kind of writer you want to be, whether it's a novelist, whether you want to write essays or something else. By being clear about your goals, you'll have a clearer path to follow. So remember, your thoughts are powerful tools that can help you achieve your dreams. Stay positive, believe in yourself, and keep working towards your goals. All right, so let's review some of the tips that Sincero gives. To stay on the right path, you've got to make some changes in your life. She says, hang out with people who cheer you on and support your dreams. She says, kick off and wrap up your day in ways that help you zero in on your goals. And she says, don't be scared to spend some cash on things that help you make your dreams a reality. Remember, your new life is going to come from setting clear goals, putting in the work, and taking action. So don't sweat what other people think. Go for it and give yourself the green light to chase your dreams. The main idea of this book, in summary, is that it's all about becoming the awesome person you've always wanted to be. To do this, you need to figure out what's holding you back in life and make changes to overcome those obstacles. Don't let anyone stop you from pursuing your passions. Before you know it, you'll be living the life you've always imagined. So, you know what? It's a classic. Like I said, it's been around for a while. Jen Sincero, you are a badass. It's a good read, lots of fun takeaways, and I just really like the message, how to stop doubting your greatness and start living an awesome life. Until next time, folks, laugh long and prosper.